Dane himself right now. Jan Kritchison joins us. Jan, how are you?
Hey, Glenn. How good, man? How are you doing here?
Huh? I'm good. On behalf of myself, I want to thank you and Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture and Stressless for partnering with us, Soccer Matters, and really helping bring us bring this game to the air for Dynamo fans and soccer fans on Saturday when the Dynamo take on FC Dallas.
Yeah, man, I really hope that people support this game and watch it on TV and listen to you, Glenn. It's been a tough time, and now at least we have some encouragement once in a while with a game like this coming up, you know, which I like to call the local derby here, you know.
Local derby, again, it's 2:30 to 4:30. You can catch it on the radio in English language. The whole idea behind this was the fact that we simply wanted to have an English language local call option for you, the Dynamo fans, and for soccer fans. So it's 2:30 to 4:30, the game, the Dynamo against FC Dallas, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It will stream as well as on ESPN975.com. 4:30 to 5, post-game call-in show. So we're going to want you to call in with your opinions. Eddie Robinson and I will do the call of the game. It's presented by Soccer Matters, but really presented by Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture and Stressless. So tell us about that combination between Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture and Stressless, Jan.
Yes, Glenn. Danish Inspiration has been dealing with stressless for almost 40 years now. And it was recently, we call it probably the most comfortable chair in the world. And of course, Stressless is out of Norway, has simply, we have customers who had this chair for 25 to 35 years have had the chair. And it's approved by the American Chiropractic Association as best support chair for your back. So since that happened, our business just skyrocketed. And I contacted Stressless to say, hey, we have this big local derby going on, and I think we should sponsor it together, And they're big soccer fans as well, so they jumped on the wagon right away. We're really happy to sponsor that. And at the same time, we have a chair called the Wing Chair, which is an extremely comfortable chair that Stressless, we're offering $500 off here until November 16th. So a lot of stuff going on at Danish Inspirations, and we're really happy through the years to support you, Glenn, and Soccer Matters, because I don't know where soccer would be here in Houston without you, man.
Well, listen, and without people that get behind the game and are so passionate from around the world like you, and there's none more passionate than you, Jan. You will give anybody a run for their money. All right, so a big thank you to Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture and Stressless. You've supported a lot of our ventures over the years, including a lot of cancer events as well. And I can't tell you how much, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate that. But we're going to do a great job this weekend. We're going to definitely shine the light on your business. And obviously, your business has been doing well now. I do have a Stressless, and I will say that I totally agree with everything Jan said about Stressless. The only problem with my Stressless is my dog is generally sitting in it, and I've got to move my dog out of there. But it's a great chair. I've had it for a couple of years now. Absolutely love it. It's black leather, and it is super comfortable. I mean, and the way it goes back and with the footrest, it's killer.
Yeah, it's a fantastic chair. And also they have some really nice sofas as well. And now the new thing is the electric power sofas they've come out with. It's extremely, extremely comfortable. And actually we have a long delivery time on those right now because they have been so overwhelmed by the sales that our delivery time has gone up a little bit on it. But come in and sit in those Danish Inspirations and they're really, really comfortable and more power to you in those for sure.
Yeah, and make sure when you go in, you tell... Go ahead,
Jan. Sorry. Get some Danish inspirations today, Glenn, with FC Midtjylland playing Liverpool. That was not the inspiration we wanted, but I'm so proud that a small country like Denmark can play a team, can be on the international scene like that, and still gave them a run for their money.
Yeah, you beat me to it. I was going to lead you into Midtjylland, but tell my listeners a little bit about the Danish Superliga, because we do have a lot of American players that go over there. It is a stepping stone to Europe for a lot of players. So maybe you can give us a little insight into what the Danish Superliga is like.
Yeah, I mean, the Danish Superliga, of course, has like everybody else, has been hit hard by the COVID. But the FC Copenhagen, which is my old team, you know, has been dominating it for years. But now FC Midtjylland is slowly to some very very clever moves. They were partnering with Brentford in England, and they've been building a whole talent school in Denmark, and now they're slowly taking over from FC Copenhagen, and right now the team to watch from Denmark. But you know, we have a good crowd, you know, averaging about 6,000 to 8,000 people per game, and of course the big games like Brøndby playing FC Copenhagen, you know, draws 25,000 to 30,000 people when there's no COVID, of course. But it's a good, and of course what they have, like the other leagues in the world, and which we don't have in the US, is a relegation, of course. So there's always the same thing that's in all the European leagues. There's the 4 or 5 top teams, and there's 4 or 5 bottom teams that always fight for to avoid getting out of the league, you know. So all in all, it's a high quality league, and I would say it's maybe a quality step above MLS, but maybe somebody would question me on that. But I think it is just a little step above MLS.
You sure that's not loyalty to the homeland?
No, I think that you know, the MLS for me is much more physical than the Danish league is, and again, you know, there's a little difference in the technical way they play.
Maybe a little bit more emphasis on the tactics, but you know, MLS, what I hear from a lot of the players that come to the league, they like the fact that the league is open, the games are open, right? And maybe they're less tactical. So, you know, you do hear that from a lot of the players coming from South America and different places. But you go back for FC Copenhagen games a lot. Tell us what the stadium's a beautiful stadium. Tell us kind of what it's like and what the atmosphere is there and where the fans
stadium,
are.
And Parking Stadium, it's called, in Copenhagen, the center of Copenhagen. And they've been rebuilt a couple of times since I left the country. But it's beautiful and takes about 40... I think it's 42,000 now it takes. And you know, to Copenhagen's game, the average is about 12,000 in Copenhagen's game, you know. And it's a great atmosphere and a very beautiful field. And of course, as you know, the beautiful fields often get more technical plays than the bad fields. I think a lot of times we have bad fields here, you know, and I think that hinders some of the players as well. But we have really beautiful fields in Denmark, and I think that's and a good atmosphere at the stadium. And you know, sometimes there's a little, when the rivalries comes up, you know, it's not always pretty to look at because they can get in a few fights. But beautiful atmosphere and always one way or the other entertaining, I would say.
And by the way, Jens,
it's nice you can walk to the stadium, or you can take your bicycle from the stadium from far away, you know, which is nice.
By the way, Jan is a Liverpool fan as well. Hota and Salah were the two goal scorers. Jan does go over to Hugh O'Connor's, our good friend Peter over there on I-10 near the Marquee Entertainment Center. Hugh O'Connor's is a great place for watching soccer. You go there a lot. You've been, you know, I know you've gone there before COVID. I do know they're showing games there again, but you've had a great time following Liverpool
Hugh O'Connor's
the last couple
of years.
Yeah, Hugh
O'Connor's a great place to watch the games. So if you're a Liverpool fan or just a soccer fan in general, you know, the atmosphere is great. I watched the Champions League final there. It's incredible atmosphere and just singing the Liverpool songs and You'll Never Walk Alone and all. It's just a great place if you're a soccer fan to go. So I can only encourage everybody to go over there and then go from there after the game to Danish Inspirations.
Everybody's got to go to Danish Inspirations. We've even done some great cancer events in there as well. Jan, I just want to ask you about between 2:30 and 4:30. I mean, I don't know if we know yet what we're going to do, but if people show up between 2:30 and 4:30 and are listening to the game, jump out of their car and come in, we're thinking about doing something special. So I guess we'll break that news a little bit later on. But I'm just so excited for this game, and of course to call it with Eddie and you know, to be on the production end of it as well is kind of fun, and that's made possible here by Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture and Stressless. By the way, we did the first game. I just grabbed the first game, and you know, through Soccer Matters, and we wanted to get it on the air. I called that game solo, which, you know, is a whole different animal. It's more fun having a partner there, so I'm excited Eddie's going to be a part of this one. and we'll get this on the air. All right, what else today in the Champions League stuck out to you? What about Atletico Madrid's late game winner from João Felix?
I watched the Real Madrid game, and I'm just I felt so sorry for Borussia Mönchengladbach because I mean that was in the 93rd minute they got that tie, you know, and I think Real Madrid could be in some trouble here. Now, of course, the next game against Inter is going to be the big one. That's next week. And then I saw the highlights of the Atletico Madrid game. And, of course, that looked to be a very entertaining game from the highlights I saw.
Can't wait till tomorrow.
But it stuck out that Real Madrid, again, only they have 1 point after two games now. That's kind of a little shocking. But we'll see what happens. You know, the big clubs are known to bounce back when they're under pressure.
Well, they would have been in real trouble if they didn't take this result. And to be fair, Borussia Mönchengladbach should have gotten a third and put this thing away. Sergio Ramos is part of the comeback as well, so don't forget that. Jan, listen, thank you very much again. A big thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you, Glenn, and good luck with everything, and thank you for everything you do for soccer in Houston. Thank you.
All right. That's Jan Christensen, Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture, along with Stressless and Soccer Matters. We're going to be bringing you the radio call of the Dynamo FC Dallas on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 on Saturday.